Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? What, who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I've ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
You're home for the $1,000 payoff. That's right. The ump giving you four chances a day to win $1,000, including twice during this very Sports Talk Radio show. In fact, let me get it out of the way right now. Just text the word check. That's C-H-E-C-K. Check to 95819 right now for a chance to win $1,000. That's right. The word is check. C-H-E-C-K. Text it to 95819. We'll give you another one at the top of the five. If I don't, remind me, okay? Football Friday means football music throughout the show. But Good Friday means no Friday trifecta today, okay? I mean, there's no race Easter Sunday. And for today, you know, the trifecta today is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm just saying, I never do a trifecta on Good Friday. It's just like it feels, if I don't know why. I don't do it, okay? Just it doesn't feel right to do. And they don't race on Easter Sunday. On Monday, we're going to give you a chance to pick the national championship game. So if you're on hold right now waiting to get in on the Friday trifecta, we're not going to do a Friday trifecta. We got plenty to talk about. Got lots to get into. And we will be on Monday before the national championship game. And you'll get a chance Monday to win the weekend at Talladega by whoever comes closest to scoring a national championship game. Now, if you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll free at 866-485-9867. We also have the entire digital doghouse for you. That's our Twitter feed, which is at Tom Abraham Show. We got the Facebook, which is Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. There's the text window, 7329-TA-SHOW. That's 732-982-7469. The UMP is on Twitter, at UMP Sports, and on Facebook, at umpsports.com. And, of course, the website is, or the Facebook page is Facebook.com/sports. It makes it that easy. All right, the man behind the curtain playing the stacks of wax and platters. I'm at her answering the phones, pushing the buttons, making sure that we stay on the air in our palatial UMP studios. He's part Italian. He's part Mexican. He's part Mutt. His family calls him Antonio McBeth. To us, he's just McFriday.
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of the show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
Brilliant.
I've got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor.
Taking poison, like rat poison.
It's not St. Paddy's Day, so that's a different day entirely.
Monday I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday I'll be revving up my motor again. Finally, Friday.
you there's an embarrassing press conference in that kid's future.
You know, I used to stop at the Exxon and get a chicken on a stick. Best I ever had.
I've always said I've never recruited a white quarterback.
The Italians die.
I'm just saying, it's finally Friday. T-Mac, how you doing today?
Oh, big dog, it's finally Friday. I am fantastic. Let me tell you something. My head is about to just friggin' explode. I mean, there's so much going on in world of everything right now that, you know, you can't open your mouth without wanting to talk about something. You know what I mean?
No, like, you can't. No, yeah. I mean, it was an incredible day of baseball. We're going to get to that. Hockey last night. There's stuff going on, spring ball, football. There's news everywhere. There's a ton of stuff out there. But you know what's not out there? You know what's unique? Just, you know what nobody else has been talking about today? I guarantee I got something that nobody else was talking about today.
Yeah, you're
probably... Ouija, that's what I got.
You're exactly right. We're going to start this bad boy in 1981, where Indiana beat North Carolina 63-50 to win the national championship in basketball. Any idea who their head coach was, Big Dog?
That would be Bobby Knight.
That is correct.
Second.
Do you remember who was who played point guard on that team?
Who what?
Who played point guard on that team. He's an NBA legend.
For Indiana?
Yes.
I'm gonna kick myself when you tell me who it is. Who was it?
Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, Isaiah Thomas.
1990, your boy Jack Nicklaus made his...
thinking Keith Smart. That's the 87 when they beat Syracuse.
In 1990, Jack Nicklaus made his debut on the seniors golf tournament.
Yeah.
28 years ago, he was on the seniors tournament.
Yeah.
In 1998, Kentucky beat Utah 78-69 to win yet another national championship for Kentucky. And we all know who the head coach then was, correct?
Kentucky, it was Tubbs, wasn't
old
it?
Old Tubbs, that's right. Who's now where?
He's at his alma mater, what for you? Or
Highlander,
like
High Point or something.
Oh, High Point U, yeah. Highlander, High Point's up on our own, all up on our own, High Point U.
We got one birthday today, 1988. Oh, there's probably a lot of birthdays, but the one that I found most interesting today, 1988, 30 years old, Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman, loudmouth, Mr. Tell You About Yourself, is 30 years old, so you'd think he would mature up a little bit.
Did you see he had to unblock the owner of the 49ers. They had to unblock each other. They had blocked each other on the Twitter. Jed York and him had blocked each other because they were back, you know, during all those rivalry games between the 49ers when Harbaugh was there and they were halfway decent and the Seahawks and they're like, you know, they can't tweet each other. So now they got to like unblock each other.
That's fantastic. I mean, he didn't do much. All he did was tell them that you know, his wide receiver was garbage. So
he did tell them that. He did. What a day in Major League Baseball yesterday. I mean, how crazy was it? In Atlanta, the Braves coming off the mat down 5-0 in the sixth inning. They tie the game in the eighth inning, and then in the bottom of the ninth.
Markakis back in there, waiting. 1-1 pitch. Fly ball hit to right and hit deep. Altair going back, looks up. It is gone! Three-run homer to win the game for Nick Markakis.
His first ever walk-off bomb, and what a fun game for the Braves, man. And like, I don't know if you noticed or not, but like 5 minutes after that happened, the skies opened up. It was like out of the natural, you know what I mean? The skies opened up, and it began to pour rain. They'd still be in a rain delay. Right now we'd be watching the Andy Griffith Show right now on TBS.
Oh, my gosh. You aren't kidding about that, man. And who – all right. You said it was a fun day for the Braves fans and everything else. Yeah. I started to enjoy myself a lot more in the eighth inning. And then, you know when they tied the thing. And then in the ninth inning. But who else?
Why'd they take that starting pitcher out?
Oh, my gosh.
What was Philadelphia taking? That kid was a witch, man.
On 68 pitches. He'd only filmed 68 pitches and they pulled that guy.
Or whatever his name is. And I think he had only given up three hits.
Three hits. That's it. And they were blanking the Braves 5-0. Yep. And at that point, there's not a Braves fan out there, not many anyway, that had hope that they were going to come back and do something in that baseball game. Not one.
No, it was tremendous stuff. Giancarlo Stanton is on a 342 home run, 648 RBI pace. So, I don't know if that'll happen. But.
Pretty solid.
Swung on and drilled to deep right center field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It is first Yankee at bat. Giancarlo. Non si può stopparlo. It is a Stantonian home run, a two-run blast to right center in his first Yankee at bat.
It was Stantonian. It was 427 feet. Second pitch he saw as a Yankee, the hardest ball ever hit to right field in the history of StatCast. And then he goes big fly again.
Swung on and into the air to deep center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. His second home run of the game. Giancarlo Nocipo Fedmarlo. It's a Stantonian home run to dead center.
The only thing that went wrong for the Yankees was John Sterling Stanton home run call. I mean, what the hell are you saying? I mean, he's rattling off. It's an Italian phrase. I'll tell you what it means. You cannot stop it. That's what that means. You cannot stop it. That is what that thing is that he's saying there. I mean, it's just terrible. First of all, Stanton is not Italian, T-Mac. And secondly, I mean, just keep it simple, man. It's Giancarlo. That would be my call.
Oh,
my call
gosh.
Would be, it's Giancarlo.
Giancarlo,
that's all you got to say.
Giancarlo's good, man. Giancarlo needs to be the call. Because how he sets it up, he says that's high, that's far, that's gone. It's got to be Giancarlo.
It could be it's high, it's far, it's Giancarlo. That's it. I mean, I bet he changes it. You know, he changed it. Nick Swisher's. He's changed it a couple of times in the past. Nick Swisher didn't like his. He said like something like Jolly Saint Nick, you know, when Nick Swisher would hit a home run. And Swisher said, what am I, a fat old white dude, you know? And so he changed it to Swishalicious. So I think he changed it. He's getting crushed on this one. And Sterling says that he doesn't pay attention to anybody, but it's a lie. He's very, very sensitive. I think it changes. The question is, how long will it go before it changes? Because Stan's liable to hit two more tonight.
I was going to say, what time do they play tonight? There's your,
yeah, right.
your answer.
That's a good point, man. Ian Happ got the day started for the Cubs, right? The very first pitch of the season. And check this out. Listen to the color commentary guy. He calls it.
Yeah, Ian Happ hit 7 home runs in spring training, 5 of them leading off the game. I expect him to take a pretty healthy cut here if he gets a juicy-looking first-pitch fastball from Urania.
Urania to Happ, and a drive to right.
Go, baby!
What were you saying, JD?
Yes, sir!
Gone!
Wow.
Oh, baby!
Oh, my!
The guy called it! He called it! I mean, how cool. It's the first time the first pitch of the baseball season has been hit out since 1986, T-Mac.
That's insane. I would have guessed it was longer than that. I mean, that I guess it's 32 years, but it just feels like something that I don't know. I would never expect the first pitch to be gone, or the first at-bat, first pitch.
Yeah. No, it's definitely been a long time. There's no question.
That's a quarter of a century.
No, longer than that,
than
Pete.
That.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. I mean, it's definitely longer than a quarter of a century. I mean, that would be 25 years. That was a long time since that thing happened. What else happened? It, All-Star World Series MVP. How about George Springer raking for the Astros to start the season for the second straight year? That's history.
And Springer drives it out in the right field fairly deep. Going back on it is Mazzara, and you can kiss it goodbye. For the second straight year, George Springer with a leadoff home run on opening day. And the Astros lead it 1-0.
T-Mac, you know the last time somebody hit a leadoff homer on opening day for a team 2 years in a row? You know the last time that happened?
Never.
Never.
Wow.
You could go all the way back to never. I mean, not for nothing, but baseball's been around for like, you know, it's been around for a while, man.
Yeah. I mean,
we're talking about 25 years.
No. It's been around a lot longer than that.
That's a quarter of a century.
It's not. Pete, baseball's been around a long time.
That's a long time.
Well, like 125 years, maybe. Maybe longer.
Now, how many, do you know right off the top, how many home runs were hit yesterday?
I don't know. 1,000,003.
Because
I don't even know.
I don't either.
I know. Yeah.
But Ian Happ had one. Yeah. Giancarlo had a couple.
Yeah.
Springer had one. The Braves hit 3.
Yeah.
And I remember last year the MLB set the record for strikeouts and home runs.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's no question it's a hitter's league now, right? I mean,
how about Matt Davidson for the Chicago White Sox.
Very impressive overall.
Matt Davidson lashes another one down the left field side. And boy, Matt Davidson, have a day here in Kansas City. My goodness, once again, it's his third of the day.
Do you know how many guys have hit three home runs on opening day?
One.
Three others.
Oh, wow.
And you won't know any of them because you're a baby. You won't know any of them. George Bell did it. Tuffy Rhodes did it. And the last guy to do it was Dimitri Young for the Detroit Tigers did it. All hit three home runs on opening day. Now, T-Mac, that's a 486 home run pace. I'm going to say that ain't going to happen. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to say right now, because that would be a record. So I'm going to say that he's not going to hit 486 home runs, but he did hit three yesterday.
Yeah, you never know. It could get close. You know, 450 might be possible.
450 maybe.
But yeah. You know what I never thought would die down was, you remember back, 2014, 2015, you can go back to 2012 and think about any baseball game. Every time you turned on SportsCenter after a baseball game, there was a no-hitter thrown.
Yeah.
We've had two in the last 2 years combined.
Yeah.
2016, there was one, and 2017, there was one. We've had a bunch of home runs already on opening day. Back to 2015, there were seven. 2014, there were eight. Just two in the last 2 years. That's
just
crazy.
All of a sudden, yeah. I mean, the ball is maybe juiced. I mean, we're going to go ahead. You know what wasn't a home run?
It's a 2-2. Here it is. And a breaking ball hit to center field. Nobody is there. And that means the A's have won the ball game. On a base hit to center field by Marcus Semien, Boog Powell scores from third on opening day. The A's have won it.
Boog Powell? I thought Boog Powell was dead. I mean, there's another Boog Powell? I mean, that guy scored. And the A's beat the Angels, and Shohei Ohtani, you know, the guy that pitches and hits, he hit a single on the very first pitch he saw in Major League Baseball, and that was it, though. He ended up 1-for-5 in that game. And then how about Clayton Kershaw? I mean, he's pitching his butt off. All the Giants could muster?
Swing. There's a high fly ball down the right field line toward the corner. It is still going. It is a home run! Joe Panik with a soaring drive down the right field line. It never did hook. It just went straight down the line, and the Giants have a 1-0 lead.
John Miller, man. Please come back, John Miller, to ESPN. Will you please come back to ESPN? That held up. The one run held up. That got it done for them. It was just tremendous, man. It was just an off-the-chain day. All right, we're going to open the show today with Jeff Dickerson from ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Jeff is the TV voice of the Chicago Loyola Ramblers when they are on TV, like five times a year. They get Michigan tomorrow in the first game of the semis, followed by the 1v1 matchup between Kansas and Villanova. Jeff is followed by Steve Merrill from ProSportsInfo.com. Nova and Michigan are about five-point favorites, and Nova is Vegas' clear favorite to win it all. We'll get in that with him. Also in the three today, Kevin McAlpine from the Braves Radio Network is back on as the Braves, after the Braves stirring comeback. He'll help us set up tonight's game as well. In the four, we get our football on with NFL insider Brent Sobolewski from the Bleacher Report. And we are now just 4 weeks or so from the NFL draft. Wunderlich numbers have been leaked for this year's crop of top QBs. I'll share those as well if they mean anything. And then SEC insider Josh Ward is in with whip around coverage on the spring action around the league. South Carolina has their spring game tomorrow. Auburn's is next week. The big story there will be what wide receivers will emerge. Now that Eli Stove and Will Hastings are out, and for Hastings, at least they're saying he's out for the entire season. And there's a running back battle. We're going to see two quarterbacks battle for the number two job behind Jared Stidham, who won't play. So that's out there as well. All right, let me knock a couple of calls off. And we'll start with Paulie in the Cape, who's got to be pretty fired up about Giancarlo and his beloved Yankees.
What's going on, big dog?
You are.
I just want to lay out. I wanted to call yesterday and throw this out, but I'm going to do it now. I'll put up a $25 Hooters gift card that the Yankees, Stanton, and Judge will beat the home run mark of Maris and Mantle. Anybody want to put up $25? Yeah. I'll put a gift card at Hooters down there in Huntsville, wherever one's the close at.
115 home runs is the record. Maris and Mantle in 1961, the year of expansion in baseball. That's why people said there were so many home runs that year, was expansion. Last year, the two home run kings, Judge and Stanton, put up 111 combined. So you say they go over 115 this year?
Yeah. I'll put up a gift card, $25 gift card, everybody wants.
So if anybody wants Paulie's action, there you go. He's putting up a $25 gift card to Hooters in downtown Huntsville if anybody wants that action.
And we'll see you next Friday for the Price Trifecta.
Yeah, we'll have a good one next Friday, man. All right. Paulie in the Cape throwing that down. Maybe Wolverine Dan will take his action. Wolverine Dan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good, but your show isn't coming out of the radio at AM at all. You're just dead air, baby.
Yeah, they've been having problems with it. The old AM transmitter, which is like 35 years old, has kind of crapped the bed, and they're waiting on a new one. And so what they're trying to do is they've been kind of patching it together, and then it was crapping out again today. So the guy just took it down, and they're playing with it. We should be all right on 103.9 right now, but the AM is very, very sketchy.
Well, here's the deal. Your sister station, 770, is always coming a lot louder, a lot clearer, and I don't know why you guys ain't as good as they are, because I think the sports program there, 730 The Elm, especially your show, it does far better than any other show around here. I'm surprised your show's not better reception.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. That's a delicate issue. That signal on our sister station, VNN, is a 10,000-watt signal. So that's a much bigger signal on the AM side. And but when they get this thing fixed, it'll be good. I've had questions as to why we're not on another signal that we owned, too. But that's a whole – I can't get into that.
Okay, well,
that's
I'm just letting you know. Why don't you go ahead and put me in a trifecta?
Because we don't got a stinking trifecta.
I just had to say that. I know. That's all
right,
man.
The Father, the Son, and
what?
The Holy Ghost. It's Good Friday.
Hey, it is Good Friday. You know what? All day long, I'm going to tell you something here, my man. All day long, I've been this newspaper, the local newspaper in Athens called the News Courier. All day long, upper left-hand side of the newspaper, you got the face of Sister Jean in her wheelchair. I've been seeing that all day long today. And you know something? I've had enough, Tom. It's time to shut that wheelchair down. Lock it up, okay? Disable the wheel. You know, it's going down, Tom. It's over. No more of that voodoo magic, okay? That wheelchair, it's out the door, baby. It's time for Michigan. Wachter's going to throw it down. I'm telling you right now, he's knocking the knockers, baby. Woo! It's about to happen, tomorrow night. It's at the Blue Pants Brewery. That's where all the Michigan people are going to be in Madison. Be there, be square. Big Game Bob, Mike, the owner, we're all going to be there, okay? Knocking down some craft beer. All right, how about that?
But just be careful, because you're playing a Catholic school on Holy Saturday. I'm just saying about that. Just be careful with it. Thanks for the call, Wolverine Dan. I appreciate it. We'll see how they do. If they're in it on Monday, you'll be picking a score of the game. All right, I got a jet because we're way over time, and Jeff Dickerson has a short amount of time for us, and we got to get to him from ESPN 1000 in Chicago. He'll join us next right here. It's the Tom Abraham Show. 730-1039.
WUMP Sports Radio. The Op.
Hey, gang. Tom Abraham here for Woody Anderson Ford. Have you noticed the weather lately? Spring is definitely in the air, and you know what that has me thinking about? Getting my vehicle serviced at Woody Anderson Ford. Now, Woody Anderson Ford at Jordan and Sparkman Lanes has incredible new service lanes. So clean, it's like pulling into a NASCAR garage. Plus, the service team is first rate. They're knowledgeable and courteous. So if you go in there and say, it's kind of making a whirring sound when I turn the wheel, or it clunks at the stoplight, well, they got you covered. So get your spring service now at Woody Anderson Ford.
The Tennessee Valley Golf Card is on sale now. This year's card features a round of golf, including a card at seven area courses, and an hour session at an indoor golf simulator. Visit Gunner's Landing, Links at Redstone, Southern Gales, and Point Mallard. Enjoy a day out at these courses and more, including Pine Hill Country Club, Eagle's Nest, and Links at Briarmead. A $311 value for just $139. And also use it to perfect your swing at X Golf Huntsville. Log on to umpsports.com.
I want to tell you about my friends at Madison RV Supercenter. If you're in the market for a fifth wheel, travel trailer, toy hauler, maybe a motorhome, Class A or Class C, Madison RV Supercenter has used and new inventory for you. The prices are second to none. You can finance it on site. You can rent RVs at Madison RV Supercenter. Trade yours in. Come check out the parts and service department as well. Go to MadisonRV.com or call 256-837-3888.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility On Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-890-6013. 800-890-6013. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-890-6013.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the most dynamic young players in the league are ready to get their chop on.
Hit hard to left and deep. Back to the wall. That ball is gone. Dansby Swanson.
Tonight, opening weekend continues at SunTrust Park in Atlanta as the Braves take on division rivals, the Philadelphia Phillies. Braves Radio goes on the air at 520 Central on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Weather sponsored by Kubota. Ever wonder what's behind those orange tractors? Kubota offers efficient engineering from ag to construction, from zero-turn mowers to RTVs. Find a dealer at gokubota.com.
The sky becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. The high today, 61. Rather chilly tonight, clear with a low at 38. Tomorrow, a sunny day with a very nice warm-up, the high 71. And for Sunday, the sky partially sunny, a small chance of an afternoon rain shower, the high at 67. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Hey, it's our time. Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867. Here's Tom Abraham.
Jeff Dickerson, ESPN 1000 in Chicago, joining us for just a few minutes. He does the TV games for Chicago Loyola, for the Ramblers. I had asked my producer, I said, go get the radio guy for them, and they got no radio guy. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, Tom, thanks for having me. Isn't it remarkable? So just to explain, you know, they have to buy their time in Chicago. So they only put like five or six games on TV per year because they have to buy their time. They don't have a radio outlet. They weren't even doing internet broadcasts on the radio this year. It just shows you how remarkable this is, because even though Chicago is, you know, a huge market, it's not really been known as a great college sports town. But the way that the city has gotten behind Loyola, a team that really people just kind of found out about a couple of weeks ago, it's been remarkable.
Yeah, and I got to believe that some radio station's going to trip over themselves and get them on the air next year, aren't they? I know they play in a little gym. It's like a 4,800 or 4,500-seat gym. Like they push the grandstands back in after the game or something. I don't know. Like a high school gym.
It's actually, you know, it's a great facility they have. So they moved in the Missouri Valley Conference a couple years ago. It's beautiful. It's brand new. Yeah, I would think that after this run, they're going to maximize their exposure and have a lot more next season, no doubt.
Yeah. Tell me how they can beat Michigan, because, I mean, obviously it seems like Goliath, but on the other hand, they're only a 5 or 6 point dog.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Tom. So what Loyola does is they don't change their style of play. So if you watch them stylistically, it's the same all throughout. And that's impressive, because in those tight moments at the end of games, they are who they are. So they're going to run. They do a great job in transition. They play excellent defense. They've got all those guys that can drive and kick out. They were third in the nation in field goal percentage during the regular season. So that's their recipe for success. If you look at Michigan, look, if they shoot like they did against Texas A&M, you and I both know Loyola has no shot. I mean, if they are hitting 70% from the floor, the game's going to be over. But if that field goal percentage is down there around 40 and 38 like it was in the Wolverines' last game, and the Ramblers have that commitment to defense like they do, and they're hitting their shots from the outside early, I think it can be a very close and competitive game. And they've proven, so has Michigan, though. They hit a game-winning three at the buzzer to win a tournament game. I think the Ramblers have shown that in those tight moments, they kind of rise to the occasion. So if they keep it close and it becomes a last-possession type of situation on Saturday, I think the Ramblers have a shot.
Is it too simple to say they just play pure basketball? I mean, this is a really fun team to watch. I'm not going to say it's, you know, Princeton and Coach Carrill years back in the day, but there's those extra passes. It's like everybody's activated. Everybody can score. It's just a joy to watch in this era of one and dones. It's a joy to watch these guys who the only way they'll ever get to a game is to buy a ticket to a Bulls game in the NBA. And I just love watching them play.
Yeah, you know, Tom, that's a great point. I mean, I don't think they have a single NBA player on the roster. You know, maybe Clayton Custer, who was the Valley Player of the Year. He's back next year, you know, as a guard. Maybe he's a fringe guy. They had Milton Doyle, who's playing for the Nets now. He was on their team the last couple of years, one of the best players in program history, and he had to go through the G League, you know, to make it to the NBA. They do pass the ball exceptionally well, and they have a great feel for where everyone's going to be on the floor, and that's why when you have these athletes that can all dribble and all pass and all shoot, it puts a lot of stress on defenses. And it's a team. It really is a team. Porter Moser, I know him very well, the head coach. He's done just a tremendous job. The staff works incredibly hard. And yeah, like you said, this is just a real team. No ego, having a lot of fun. But believe me when I say they do think that they have a shot to win this weekend.
Are they able to keep that coach around, do you think?
It's a great question. And people were talking about that a lot in San Antonio. I know certainly in Chicago that's a big topic of conversation. I think the Xavier job, Tom, is interesting. I don't know if he would be in consideration for that. You know, that's a good job. And I think right now he's making about $400,000 or $500,000. If he stays at Loyola, that's going to be doubled, I think. But if Xavier can offer a lot more, you might have to think about it. But I think that's the only job right now that's open that I think he'd be a good fit at. But I have no idea if Xavier has any interest in him, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I think you might do more than five games next year. We'll just have to see how that all shakes out. But in the meantime, enjoy the ride. I know you got network stuff you got to do as well. Everybody's leaning on you because you're the almost voice of the Ramblers. There is no voice of the Ramblers. I mean, that's just, you know the voice of the Rambler? Sister Jean is the voice of the Ramblers, right? That's it.
I mean, there's a shortage of Loyola experts across the country, and I'm trying to fill the void the best I can. But, yeah, thanks, Tom, for having me on, man, and enjoy the game this weekend. It should be great.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Thanks, Jeff. Ah, oh, man. I mean, we could have got, you know, maybe we could have reached out and got Sister Jean. Doubt it.
Well, let me tell you this right now. When I got a hold of the media contact for Loyola Chicago, I started with, look, I'm sure those are the untouchables right now. We'd like to get the radio guys on, and they said, yeah, Sister Jean and Porter Moser, no way. There's no way that happens.
Yeah. Well, look, she's got her own song.
I think you came here with a great spirit from Loyola, and so just go ahead and set the world on fire.
Well, she was born like a Jesuit on a TV screen. I said, don't change, just say prayers, please. You are the nun who will dance with the poor. Around.
Sweet 16.
She says, I am the nun.
will dance with the poor.
Everyone knows who Sister Jean is. When she walks, eyes turn.
Sister always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking commandments.
You did so well.
Sister always told me, be careful who you play. And be careful when you lose. Because the carbon knows the truth. Hey, Sister Jean is not my mother. She's just a man who happens to be.
Sister Jean's coming, everybody stops.
She says, I am gonna, oh yeah, I pray to Loyola.
Please, God, don't forget about the Loyola Ramblers. We'd like to see a big W.
And it's Easter weekend. I mean, are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
It's Easter weekend. It's a Catholic school. They got Sister Jean, who's really very, very close to God right now. I mean, I was just going to say right now. I mean, she'll be meeting him pretty soon, I would think. You know what I mean? But she's really close. And it's a Catholic school, man. It's Easter weekend. I mean, if there's ever a weekend, they're going to make it through to the championship. The only thing bad for them is that the national championship game isn't on Easter Sunday. You know what I mean? Because then they'd be the favorite.
You know, I didn't think about that, but now I want to go put all of my money on Loyola Chicago. And also about Sister Jean, yet I feel like she's got one foot in the gym this Saturday, yeah, but one keeping her place in line at the pearly gates, you know?
Oh yeah. I mean, she's right there. And it's a Catholic school. Now look, I've told the story. I was born and raised Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Catholic grammar school. I went to Holy Trinity grammar school. My wife went to St. Margaret Mary's. We got married at St. Margaret Mary's, the place that she went to school. We met at Bishop Kearney High School, which is a Catholic school, and I went to a Catholic college, St. John Fisher College. Okay? Now, I'll be totally honest with you, I don't practice as a Catholic anymore. I don't. I mean, I drifted away from the Catholic Church and into more of a just straight Bible-believing, non-denominational church for personal reasons, mostly because, you know, there were a lot of things in the Catholic Church that didn't kind of wash well with what I had seen in the Bible as I learned more and more about the Bible. My sister went to a Catholic college across the street from mine. She went to Nazareth College. And you know who was at Nazareth College when my sister was there? Nazareth was an all-girls school, and St. John Fisher was an all-boys school. And right before we went there, they had both just integrated. Not integrated. Is that the right word? They went co-ed. They both went co-ed, and there was like 15 guys at Nazareth, and 12 of them were on the basketball team. One of them was Jeff Van Gundy, all right, that went to school with my sister. So my sister went there to become a nun, and if you were to hear her tell the story, she actually got saved at college when she was studying to be a nun. You know, and I have great respect for the Catholics. There's no question about it. They gave me my grounding and my basis of my faith. But there were just some things in there that didn't wash with, you know, I had never seen a Bible for the most part. And I was an altar boy. But you don't see a Bible at church, at Catholic church. You see missalettes. They kind of guide you as to what you're going to do and everything. And I wanted more about the Bible. So I drifted away to the point where, you know, I'm a devout Christian of a non-denominational deal now, whereas, you know, I was born and raised into Catholicism, but I have great respect for him. So I'm pulling for this little Catholic college. Just reminds me of my school. This reminds me of my college. Had 7,000 students. I don't know how many they got at Loyola, but this reminds me of St. John Fisher College. Squeezing for him. Plus, I got no horse in it. You know, what are you going to squeeze for? Now, what's Villanova? Isn't Villanova a private? Villanova's a private school. I think Villanova has some sort of religious background to it, doesn't it?
I wouldn't be able to tell you right off the top of my head, but which specifically that it is. But I know that you're right. They are,
it's private.
Yes.
I know it's private.
Yeah.
Villanova, I wonder what the history is behind Villanova that way. They are, I'm looking at a private research university. Named after St. Thomas of Villanova.
So they're Catholic.
The school is the oldest Catholic university in Pennsylvania. So there's another Catholic school. It's Easter week, and it's Nova and Loyola.
I'm going to put all my money back on Villanova. There you go.
Nova's in 1891 or 1841, two Augustinian friars from St. Augustine's Church in Philadelphia bought a 200-acre Bel Air estate in the Radnor Township with the intention of starting a school. The school was called Augustinian College of Villanova, and it opened in 1842. Well, there you go. It's a Catholic school. They got a grotto. Why didn't I know Villanova was a Catholic school? Shouldn't I have known that? Might should have known that.
Did you see today? You want to know how untouchable Sister Jean was for a radio interview? Did you see her press conference today?
Oh, she had a presser?
Yeah, I didn't see the actual presser. I saw the notification about it, so I clicked on the video to watch it live. I didn't have time to sit and listen. Oh my God, when you want to talk about being packed. Holy crap. Everybody was there for Sister Jean. Not really talking about Sister Jean. I just said, oh my God, and holy crap in the same.
Yeah, you did.
That's my bad.
Holy crap. Not even just crap.
Yeah. It was for dramatic effect. But
I mean,
poor choice.
You could get yourself struck down, man. You know?
I'm terrified. You just terrified me, Big Dog. I'm trying to contribute to your fantastic radio show, and next thing I know, oh, yeah, you're going to get smited.
You're fired.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Don't do that. I'm not fired. You didn't even know Villanova was Catholic. You're fired from being Italian.
Know.
You didn't even know they were Catholic.
You're fired.
I know. I should have known Villanova. I should have known that. But it's hard not to pull for Chicago, Loyola Chicago, either, because of that Chicago connection. You know?
Yeah, well, the doc says that I got a small piece of Polish sausage lodged in the lining of my heart.
Man, I love them Chicago guys.
I forgot about that liner, too. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
All right, let's get a break. Phone lines are open. If you want to jump in, go ahead and do it. What were these Wunderlich scores for the quarterbacks, the top quarterbacks? I'll share those with you. I don't know why they're released. They're not supposed to be out there. The Detroit Tigers are playing baseball against the Pittsburgh Pirates right now. Detroit leading 6-4, rallying. They were down 4-2, scored four runs to rally, and they have a uniform tweak, a significant uniform tweak, where the D on their chest, after all these years, finally matches the D on their hat. And the D on their hat, T-Mac, is like a big-ass D now. I mean, it almost looks like a hat that you buy at Walmart or something. You know what I mean? It used to have like a smaller D on it, and now the D on the hat is huge. I mean, it's huge. It's not like Tampa Bay Buccaneer huge, but it's not like what the new Titans helmet's going to be. I'm predicting that, man.
So you would – what are you talking about here? You're saying that the Tigers have a what?
They have a big D on their hat. They have a big, big D on their hat.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
Big, Tigers have a big D. Okay.
Big D. Big D on their head. All right, we'll come back. Tom Abraham Show. Gosh, we're going to get smited. It's Good Friday. We're making off-color jokes. It's terrible. 7:30, 103.9. One of those won't even be working. The Ump.
7:30 and 103.9. The Ump. More sports.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. The biggest story of the MLB offseason continued to be the biggest story of yesterday. Giancarlo Stanton. He's been the talk of baseball for months. First, it was his arrival in New York, and then it was, how is he going to adjust to New York and being a Yankee? I mean, plenty of great players arrive in New York. They embrace the pressure, only to get crushed by that same pressure. So how was Stanton going to respond? Well, if that first at-bat is anything to go by, pretty well. And then he did it again in the ninth. Listen, this guy's a savage. Not exactly breaking news. But to see this guy put on the type of laser show that he did in his Yankee debut on opening day on the road, that was unbelievable. Now the ball is in your court, Aaron Judge. If you and Stanton truly are going to be Mantle and Maris this year, let's see what you got, kid. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of...
Reasons?
Kimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one. For whatever reason, life requires you to stay put. Get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Spring is in the air, so why not in the house? The Home Depot lets you invite spring indoors with select varieties of beautiful palms in 10-inch containers, a special buy at just $12.88 each. Breathe a little life into your hallway. Freshen up your bedroom or bath. Palms are easy to grow, easy to maintain, and right now, even easier to buy. Bring outdoors indoors with 10-inch assorted palms, now just $12.88, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word LIKE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text LIKE to 797979. Text LIKE to 797979.
The durability of tile, the beauty of wood. It's easier than ever to have both with Wood Look Tile. The Home Depot makes the wood look floor you want affordable with Ansley Amber Wood Look Tile starting at $1.89 a square foot. It truly is the best of both worlds, durable and beautiful. Ansley Amber Wood Look Tile starting at just $1.89 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $5 fill-ups. Now, some people are saying that I'm just Reba McEntire and that KFC has paid me to be the Colonel. But if that were true, how would I know my $5 fill-ups are full of a lot of delicious food? How would I know that you can get a real meal with two pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, cookie and a drink for just $5? It's not like I could just read it off a script designed to make you hungry. Or could I? KFC. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions.
Eli's Block Party Childhood Cancer Foundation is hosting the 4th Annual Eli's Block Party Car Show May 19th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lindsay Lane Baptist Church in Athens. It's open to all makes, models, trucks, and bikes with trophies in several categories. Enjoy prizes, food, vendors, and live music by Dean. Eli's Block Party raises money that is donated directly to innovative pediatric brain cancer research. This year, the foundation is raising money for Dr. Ted Johnson's immunotherapy research out of Georgia Cancer Center at Children's of Georgia. Learn more at eliasblockparty.org.
The best radio in North Alabama, period.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
On Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. In life, you'll hear a lot of people tell you that you can do anything you want. I'm here to tell you that's true. Since I was a little girl, I dreamed of becoming a successful singer and entertainer. It took a lot of hard work, dedication, and perseverance to find my success, but it was worth it. I never gave up on my dreams. Remember, you can never have a dream come true until you've had a dream. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
I'm a veteran. We hit a mine in Vietnam. When I came home, I didn't know where to turn.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory's been never giving up hope. My wife is always there to remind me we have a life to live.
DAV provides a lifetime of support, helping veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I am a veteran, but after I got out, I spent 2 years alone and homeless.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans so they can reach victories great and small.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet. Now I'm getting things right with my family.
I finally admitted, with my PTSD, I wasn't doing well.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won.
Now I wish I'd found DAV sooner. I am a veteran. My victory is just enjoying each day.
Help support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The sky becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. The high today, 61. Rather chilly tonight. Clear with a low at 38. Tomorrow, a sunny day with a very nice warm-up. The high, 71. And for Sunday, the sky partially sunny. A small chance of an afternoon rain shower. The high at 67. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
The Tom Abraham Show is back. Listen at your own risk.
Tom Abraham Show. From the text window, one person said that they think the entire Big East now is Catholic schools. I that may be right. I'm not sure because I don't know what my Wunderlich score would be. But it would. I know they're all private schools. Isn't like Marquette, Xavier, Villanova. Is Marquette a Catholic? So they may be. That may be right. They may be all Catholic schools. That's something that we can research. The Wunderlich test. Now, what the Wunderlich test is it's 50 multiple-choice questions, and you get 12 minutes to answer them, all right? And however many you get right is your score. A score of 20 is average intelligence, according to the test, the way the test works. A score of 10, you need 10 to suggest that you're literate. Anything under 10 is considered illiterate. The highest Wunderlich score ever was by a quarterback, and I don't remember what it was. Somebody scored in the high 40s on the Wunderlich. I have to check that out. I can check that out for you. But the Wunderlich numbers have been leaked. They're not supposed to be out there, but they've been leaked for these guys this year. Josh Allen, the kid at Wyoming, scored a 37. That's a very high Wunderlich score. Got 37 correct answers in 12 minutes on a 50-question test. Josh Rosen had a 29. That is a good Wunderlich score. Sam Darnold, 28. Baker Mayfield, 25. That's good. You know, it's above average. You want your quarterback to be at least above average. Lamar Jackson had a 13. 10 is literate. Remember, Vince Young got a 6 on the Wunderlich.
Of course he did.
Of course he did. I mean, if you spell your name right on it, you get a 10. That means you're literate. You know how to spell your name. He got a 6.
Ooh.
Then there was a dispute as to whether or not he actually got a 6 or a 16. And then they said that he actually got a 16, not a 6. Most people believe that he got a 6.
I'm looking at a list of past scores, of the highest scores and lowest scores ever, and he's on there as a 6. There's some surprising ones on here. Frank Gore got a 6.
Yeah.
And Kelvin Benjamin got a 7.
What's the highest one?
Reuben Foster got a 9, by the way, is what I'm seeing on this list.
Wow.
The highest one's by a punter, got a perfect 50. Pat McAnally. It?
Pat McAnally, really?
Got a 50, yeah. And then you have Mike Mamula. I know you like Mike Mamula. He got a 49.
Yeah.
And then a couple quarterbacks, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Greg McElroy, both got 48s.
Right. Well, Greg McElroy, Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick, Harvard.
Exactly, Harvard.
The average, what position do you think has the highest average Wunderlich score?
Quarterback.
You would be wrong.
Wow.
Yes. It's offensive tackle with a 26. I've told you this all the time, man. Offensive linemen are the smartest guys on the team. Offensive tackle is average 26. The average center, Cole Kublik, 25. I was a center in high school. I didn't play in college. Center at 25. The average quarterback is 24. Guard, 23. Tight end, 22. Safety, 19. Linebacker, 19. Cornerback, 18. Wide receiver, 17. Notice the skill. There's a difference between smart and skill. Corners 18, wide receivers 17, and halfback, running back is the lowest, 6. Morris Claiborne got a 4. That's the lowest score ever by an NFL player. Terrell Pryor at a 7. All right, we'll come back. This is Tom Abraham Show. Steve Merrill is next, right here on 730-1039. Yeah.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Op. WUMP. From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Everwood Treatment Company, the official treated lumber of Alabama athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. The Alabama baseball team is back in action tonight in Tuscaloosa. Coach Brad Bohannon's team will be hosting 6th-ranked Kentucky. 6 o'clock is the scheduled first pitch tonight. We'll have radio coverage on the network starting at 5:55. Saturday's game is set for a 2 o'clock first pitch, and on Easter Sunday, we'll go at 1. The Cats come in with an 18-7 overall record, 2-4 in the league. Bama is 16-10 on the year, but just 1-5. Through the first 2 weeks of conference action. This week, Alabama softball continues SEC play with a 3-game road series at number 19, Kentucky. That'll start tonight as well. 5 o'clock Central is the first pitch. Saturday's game will air live on ESPN2, and it's set for a 4 o'clock Central start, and the series wraps up Sunday at noon. I'll have more in a moment.
Everwood Treatment, an Alabama-based family-owned company, has been supplying quality pressure-treated lumber for over 30 years. As the official pressure-treated lumber of Alabama Athletics, we know the real work is done before game day. Everwood Treatment's process produces wood treated right. Our service-oriented team is dedicated to your shopping experience. If you need it, we'll get it. For a dealer near you, visit EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, the official treated lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide, your treated wood source.
And congratulations to the University of Alabama's Associate Athletics Director for Sports Medicine, Jeff Allen. Jeff has been named the Head Athletic Trainer of the Year by the National Athletic Trainers Association. That's your Bama Update, Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by Everwood Treatment Company, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers including 47781 available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Runny noses, time for a Target run. Stop by and fill your prescriptions at CVS Pharmacy at Target and earn a $5 Target coupon for 10 prescriptions filled. And while you're here, pick up a Kleenex 4-pack for $5.99. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Up to $50 in Target coupons annually. Not valid on certain prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Go to cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. Prices may vary.
Hey, this is Landrum Roberts from Three Man Front. Coming up Monday, we're joined by Alabama Athletics Director Greg Byrne at 11, and Aaron Suttles recaps his bachelor party from New Orleans. That's Monday, 10 to 2, right here on Sports Radio 730, The Ump.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 22 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Our fans know that a quick pit stop for fresh tires gives us a winning edge. The same is true for your car. Tires with enough tread handle better, especially on wet roads. So check your tread with the penny test. Insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into a tire groove. If you can see Lincoln's entire head, it's time for new tires.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Support The Y at ymca.net. The Y, for a better us.
Hey guys, it's Tony Mack, and I've solved all of your problems. UpSports.com. That's right. You can go check out the Tom Abraham Show live if you don't have an excuse to get in your car. You don't need one. Go to UpSports.com, listen live, check out the podcast, and much more. UpSports.com.
Smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats. You love your new connected technology. And the Consumer Technology Association wants to help you protect the security of your devices. First, don't use default or easy-to-guess passwords.
WUMP Madison, W28OBA Madison Huntsville, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 730 and 103.9. The Arm.